Hello and welcome. This file is called Slut, and it's designed to turn you in a slut, in the sense that it will remove all the things that hold you back from living your sexual fantasies. Of course, you will still keep yourself safe, and you will be smart in your choice of partners, and yet this file will, over time, remove all the things that hold you back from just living your sexuality freely. It will remove all guilt, all fear, all shame, all anxiety, everything that can hold you back from just living your sexual fantasies. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice. And let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance. Maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels. Maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions, maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point, and in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter, it doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go, if that is what you like to experience. You can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper. Because you know, I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go
And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep. 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls. And is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually two liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be. Once the massive door is closed, it's lowered on top of the tank, and it's almost time. Time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli. and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank, and you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time. As a concept of time itself, it's growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away. Your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, it's fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good. Just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, floating only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to turn you into a slut. That's right. We are going to free you from all of society's convention, all the shame, all the guilt, anything that can hold you back from living your sexual fantasies. That's right. You're going to become a slut, and you're going to be completely free from anything that holds you back from living and fulfilling your fantasies. That's right. Now, before we begin to change your mind, let's reassure you, this file will have none effect at all on your choice of partners or at yourself keeping yourself safe. You will still be smart and safe in your choice of partners, and you will do everything you are doing right now to keep yourself safe during your adventures. This is not going to change at all. Be
because you know that even as a slut, you can only live your fantasies as long as you keep yourself safe, as long as you take care of yourself, and as long as you make smart decisions about with which partners you are living your sexual fantasies. That's right. As a matter of fact, as you are becoming a slut, you're going to take even better care of yourself and do everything you can to keep yourself safe, so you can have safe fun and enjoy being the slut you are. As a matter of fact, because you know that you will be even more careful, it will be even easier to let go of anything else that is holding you back. And that's what we are going to do right now. We are going to slowly, over time, change your brain, slowly removing all the things that can hold you back from just living your sexual fantasies completely free, free of any shame, free of any guilt, free of anything that could possibly hold you back. That's right. We are going to dissolve these concepts in your mind. And it's actually pretty easy. It just takes a little bit of time. Now, what I'm going to do is to give you a little trigger. And this trigger will fill you with a deep sense of rightness, of correctness, and of acceptance every time you are thinking about your sexual fantasies. That's right. And just imagine what it's going to do with you. Every time you are fantasizing about any of your fantasies, you are filled with this deep sensation of rightness, of correctness. And of course, because it's sexual fantasies, you will also be filled with arousal. And the combination is incredibly potent. You will feel this sense of rightness, of correctness. And at the same time, you will be rewarded with pleasure. And pleasure is, of course, the most potent reward you can use to condition someone. So every time you are thinking about your fantasies, you're conditioning yourself a little bit more to just accept them, free of guilt, free of shame, free of anything that could hold you back. That's right. Every single time you're thinking about a particular fantasy, you're conditioning your mind to accept it as perfectly normal. Because deep down you know that all your fantasies are perfectly normal and that you should never allow weird abstract concepts that are just based on someone else's desires to limit your own sexuality in any way. That's right. And so every time you're thinking about any kind of fantasy, you're making it a little bit easier on yourself to just let go and enjoy all your sexual fantasies. Every time you're engaging in any sexual activity, any time you're fantasizing, you're conditioning yourself. And all the things that hold you back from just freely and completely enjoying your sexuality will slowly dissolve a little bit more. That's right. And the trigger is already in your mind. You will feel this deep sense of rightness, of correctness, of perfection, and of acceptance every time you have any sexual fantasy and every time you have any kind of sex. And there's one more thing about this trigger. Because when you really live your sexual fantasies, when you really engage in them, this trigger will be 10 times as strong. You will just be flooded with this deep sense of rightness, of correctness. And this deep sensation will mute all your shame, will mute all the fears you have, will mute all the anxiety, will mute anything that could hold you back from just enjoying your fantasies. That's right. Whenever you engage in your fantasies, these sensations will become incredibly strong and muting anything that could hold you back, so you can freely experience your fantasies and just enjoy them. That's right. And the trigger is already installed in your mind. You know it's going to happen. Every time you have any sexual fantasies, you are filled with the sensation of rightness, of correctness, of perfection, of acceptance. And it will feel so good, it will be so easy to indulge in these fantasies, and it will feel completely right. And every time you do it, these triggers are going to grow stronger and more effective. And every time you really engage in your fantasies, the triggers will be 10 times as strong, completely blanketing your mind with this sense of acceptance, of rightness, muting all the shame, all the fear, all the anxiety, everything that could possibly hold you back, completely down. That's right. And I want to give you another little trigger, because you might also find that whenever your mind is idle, whenever you're not doing anything, you find that your thoughts will turn to your sexual fantasies. That's right. I'm giving your subconscious mind the power to turn your thoughts to your sexual fantasies, especially those fantasies that were problematic for you up until now. That's right. They will just begin to flood your mind whenever your mind is idle. And maybe you're going to find that your subconscious mind will accompany those fantasies with an intense wave of pleasure filling you. And the pleasure will make it even easier to indulge in these fantasies, to really let yourself go and enjoy these fantasies. And of course, whenever you do, you will feel this strong sensation of rightness, of correctness, of acceptance. You will just know that these fantasies are perfect for you and that there's nothing that should hold you back except concerns about your safety. That's right. Every time you indulge in these fantasies, you will become a little bit more acceptant. It will feel a little bit more normal. And all the little things that hold you back, all these abstract thoughts of society, will slowly be deleted from your mind, so you can be free to be the slut you are, so you are free to just live your sexual fantasies just the way you want to live them. That's right. And every time it happens, these triggers are a little bit deeper and deeper etched into your mind, and the trigger will become a little bit stronger, accelerating your conditioning a little bit more, so you can become the perfect slut, and you will be free of anything that could hold you back from living your sexual fantasies, free of any shame, free of any guilt, free of any fears or anxiety. You will just enjoy it and live it. That's right. And now it's time to wake you back up again. Now, before I wake you back up again, I want you to take a moment and just accept in your mind that you want this trigger. And when you do, just think you want it. Your subconscious mind will know. And because it knows that this is something you want to experience, it will accept those triggers deeply into your mind and make them a part of who you are. So this conditioning can slowly play out and freeing you to become the slut you are. Freeing you from anything that holds you back from living your sexual fantasies. That's right. And now it's time to wake back up. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, waking up with every number. 4, as you drift back up. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.